Easter. You know you came from him. Yeah, someday you'll return to him.
We got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The new Democratic presidential nominee is nearly official.
Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the new presumptive nominee for the Democrats, according to a tabulation by ABC News. At least 2,000 delegates have voiced support. But nothing is firm until delegates have their nominating roll call vote, which is still planned to be held virtually ahead of the Chicago convention in August.
ABC's Brittany Shepard. Harris campaigning in Milwaukee today. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a liar and the worst U.S. president, then called Vice President Harris a million times worse.
If you want to lead this country, you should feel grateful for it. You should feel a sense of gratitude. And I never hear that gratitude come through when I listen to Kamala Harris.
President Biden exiting the race leaves former President Trump as the oldest presidential nominee in U.S. history. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August milk up 13 to 2011, September up 25 to 2083, October up 14 to 2087, November milk up 11 at 2027. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 1.25 to 192.5, 40-pound blocks up 1 to 187.5, 2-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day. Cash butter was steady at 307.5, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119.75, no trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 52.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly higher on the day as the cattle on feed report showed greater on feed totals compared to a year ago. That could give feedlot managers some leverage to price cattle steady, especially if the board does cooperate. Now, feeder cattle were also higher as well due to strength in the live cattle markets. As long as the live cattle complex continues to trade higher, feeders will probably follow suit. Hog markets mostly higher as the market's supported by stronger pork cutout values, and pork demand has also helped the market to move higher. August live cattle up 82 cents to 183.92. August feeder cattle up 80 cents to 256.40. August hogs up 80 cents to 92.37. Corn markets mostly higher after 130,000 metric tons of corn was sold to Mexico, that helping to support the markets. Soybeans mostly higher. Weekly export inspections were also in line seasonally, and that helped to support the markets, along with strength in meal and soybean oil prices. Wheat markets higher as the U.S. dollar was on the low end of the trading range. That supported U.S. wheat. December corn up 10.25 to 4.15. New crop beans up 32.75 to 10.68 3/4. September wheat up 5.25 to 5.48. Minneapolis wheat September up 13. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 348, August and September 348, new crop 360. Cash beans at 1058, August 1058, new crop at 989. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 385 and a quarter, August 380 and a quarter, September 375 and a quarter, new crop 370. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 387, August 381, September 375, new crop 370. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 357 and new crop 360. Cash beans 1068, new crop 993. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 368, new crop 365. Cash beans 1061, new crop 984. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 381, August 383, September 373, new crop 370. Cash beans 1089, August 1086, September 1023, new crop 1009. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 354, new crop 362. Cash beans 1072, new crop 996. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 203, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 116 to 139, bulls 138 to 175, calves 400 to 980, beef steers 192 to 405, Holstein steers 150 to 310. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 142 and down, bucks 260 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You played, brought you down. Broke my heart, tore it apart. Look who's got the last laugh now. Don't you come crawling back, begging please on your knees. Baby, if you're missing me, well, you can hear me.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
To the teller down at the bank, you're just another checking account.
summer that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, you're just another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million. Tell me, can't you see? You're everything to me. That's all.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley, the world here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. We have temperatures in the mid-60s across the area. Do have some areas of fog this morning as well. Looks like we're going to have a repeat of yesterday. Have a chance of some showers and storms here this afternoon. But then the weather's really going to quiet down for the rest of the week. And we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, have our newsmaker segment as well. Todd Gleason will be in for that. And we'll also have Bill Baker with Dairy Line coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Despite the bullish WASDE report, market expectations should be tempered. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
It seems like we only get one or two friendly USDA reports to talk about every year, and the July WASDE report was one of them. However, it's not as bullish as it might initially seem, so expectations for the long term need to be tempered. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride says the corn numbers were particularly surprising.
The old crop feed and residual was increased by 75 million bushels. Exports, which we've talked about in the past, that we've met the USDA's goal, were also increased by 75 million bushels. So with the slight increase to imports, the old crop ending stocks actually improved by 145 million bushels to 1.877 billion. Take that, move that to 145 over to your beginning stocks for the new crop and offset it with a production bump because of the increase to acres. And you see total supply go up by 95 million bushels on the new crop.
While this report isn't necessarily bullish in the bigger picture, McBride says the friendliness of the report kept things from getting too burdensome in the grain markets.
Once again, feed and residual increased by 75 million bushels. Exports increased by 25 million bushels. Total usage goes up by 100 million bushels. That offsets and lowers our new crop ending stocks to 2.097. So you're talking about 2.1 billion in carryout when the average guess on this report was 2.3. So this comes out as a friendly report and is going to get everybody excited. It doesn't necessarily change the big picture, but it does help to keep us from going the other way and making this thing even more burdensome.
McBride says market prices are at the mercy of the funds right now, and the funds are at a record short level in the corn and soybean contracts. But if they lighten up a bit, it might be a good time to make some sales.
And that's where you can come back in and make a few sales. The thing that I would caution people about is, you know, you look at the corn, yes, it's 2.1 billion in carryout. You look at the beans, it's still burdensome at 435 million. But the thing that keeps us a little bit grounded here and keeps us from really getting excited is that they increased wheat ending stocks by almost 100 million bushels, and they increased overall wheat production by 125, almost 130 million bushels. So overall, that wheat being a feed grain is going to be in competition with the corn and going to hold us back from seeing any major gains. There's, like I said, there's nothing that's really bullish in this market with the funds in charge like this, but it does give us a reason to be a little bit short-term hopeful.
McBride adds that sellers should take advantage of any rallies that might happen here soon, especially when it comes to the weather. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We could get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Chicken and aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. But I can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no place that I'd rather be.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Shenandoah, next to you, next to me, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures are in the mid-60s across the region. Well, you've heard of smartphones. How about smart soil? Well, a newly engineered type of soil can capture water out of thin air to keep plants hydrated and managed controlled release of fertilizer for a constant supply of nutrients. Underpinning this smart soil is a hydrogel material that was developed by researchers at the University of Texas at Austin. In experiments, the hydrogel-infused soil led to the growth of larger, healthier plants compared to regular soil, all while using less water and less fertilizer. Now, the question is, can they actually do that in a farm field? Well, the research was published recently in ACS Material and Letters, and you can check that out on the University of Texas Austin website. Smart soil could be coming to a farm near you really soon. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Last week saw the release of the July update to USDA's cattle on feed report. And with cattle prices hovering near record high levels, traders were looking for confirmation of the declining calf supply. And the report delivered. I'll have the details after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. The USDA's latest cattle on feed report, released on Friday, revealed some notable changes in the cattle market. As of July 1st, the total number of cattle and calves on feed in U.S. feedlots was 11.3 million. That's up 1% from last year. Steers and steer calves made up 6.82 million of this total, which was also up 1%, while heifers and heifer calves accounted for 4.48 million, which was just a slight increase from last year. The historically high percentage of heifer calves heading into feedlots indicates that those high prices being paid at auction are encouraging ranchers to hold off on retaining heifers and rebuilding their herds. However, the most striking figures come from the placement and marketings data. In June, placements of cattle into feedlots totaled 1.56 million head. That was 7% below the same month last year. Analysts had expected placements to be down around 3% from last year's figures, so this lower number is significant and could indicate a bullish trend here in the market. Breaking it down by weight, placements of cattle of all weights were lower, but the most significant declines were in the heaviest cattle, as high prices are encouraging those same ranchers to pull calves forward and get them sold. Marketings of fed cattle in June were also down, totaling 1.79 million head, which was 9% below 2023's levels. It does represent the second lowest June marketing figure since the series began in 1996. State-specific data in the report shows some intriguing shifts as well. Idaho and South Dakota saw big increases in their cattle on feed numbers, up 12 and 14% respectively. Conversely, Kansas and Oklahoma are reporting declines, with Kansas feedlots down 7% and Oklahoma down 17%. Auction prices for calves continue to be very strong, with prices at last week's OKC West feeder auction in Oklahoma $1 to $6 higher. That was prior to the report. I'll have more when we come back.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Last week's cattle on feed report offered some confirmation to the notion that the cattle supply is continuing to tighten, and that tighter supply could inspire bullish traders. However, demand is the other half of that equation, and analysts will likely continue to keep a watchful eye on the U.S. economy. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began. The moan, I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Lovett's right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Times that it ain't true, and I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you, but these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through,
times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So I'll just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at it this way. Did old Hank really do it this way? Lord, I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. No, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A fire Friday evening destroyed a shed, barn, and farming equipment at an agriculture research station used by UW-Madison. The fire was reported Friday evening at the West Madison Agriculture Research Station on Mineral Point Road. The facility is used by UW-Madison's College of Agriculture Life Sciences. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is unknown. Foul play is not suspected. Attorney General Josh Call announced a settlement with Wisconsin Whey Protein requiring it to pay $350,000. The settlement is in relation to Wisconsin's wastewater and stormwater law violations from the corporation's operation of a cheese and whey plant in Darlington. The settlement was approved by the Lafayette County Circuit Court July 11th. The state alleged that Wisconsin Whey Protein did not properly operate and maintain its wastewater treatment facility, resulting in multiple spills of untreated wastewater, some of which entered nearby waterways. The state also alleged that Wisconsin Whey Protein did not timely obtain stormwater permit coverage required for its construction and industrial operations. There were 5 days suitable for field work for the week ending July 21st, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. The week was dry relative to the previous weeks, allowing for a productive week for farmers. Field work included harvesting hay and small grains. Corn silking at 40% complete. Corn in the dough stage reached 4%. Corn condition was rated at 61% good to excellent, up 3 percentage points from the prior week. Soybean blooming was at 47%, 2 days behind last year and 4 days behind average. 14% of soybeans were setting pods. Soybean condition was at 60% good to excellent, up 4 percentage points from the prior week. Oats heading was at 96%, and 74% of the crop was coloring. 12% of the oat for grain crop has already been harvested, and oat condition was at 78% good to excellent. Winter wheat harvested for grain 31% complete, 4 days ahead of last year and average. Winter wheat condition at 81% good to excellent. The second cutting of alfalfa hay was at 78% complete. All hay condition was at 75% good to excellent. And potato harvest was 9% complete. Potato condition increased to 89% good to excellent. AMP Americas, a dairy renewable natural gas company, has completed a project that converts dairy waste into renewable natural gas in Darlington. The facility, now fully operational at Darlington Ridge Farms, is the latest of AMP Americas' 12 operating digesters in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and Minnesota. The project at Darlington Ridge Farms utilizes continuous stirred tank reactor anaerobic digesters to convert 90,000 gallons of dairy cow waste per day into renewable energy. The project captures methane that would otherwise be released into the atmosphere, purifies it, then injects it into the Alliant Energy natural gas pipeline. The RNG is used as a clean carbon negative transportation fuel, reducing up to 27,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions per year. Our renewable natural gas facilities prevent and capture methane from thousands of dairy cows across America, said Grant Zimmerman, AMP America's CEO. Our renewable fuels reduce the cost of sustainability managing dairy waste. The United States has made a strong case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the dispute over Mexico with genetically engineered corn. Doug McCallop, chief agriculture negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office, spoke during the recent National Corn Growers Association's Corn Congress in Washington, D.C. We will not rest on this until we get it done, McCallop said. It's critically important not just for corn growers, but farmers of all kinds. If they can do this with corn, they can do it with anything. He also said the U.S. cannot allow its trading partners to play fast and loose with the science. Both U.S. and Mexican officials were given questions by the panel considering the matter, and both have responded. A decision is expected sometime this fall. The NCGA's Corn Congress meets every summer in the nation's capital to vote on policy positions, elect new board members, and hear from elected officials. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing.
Trouble, and I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble.